"That's the question," said Antony to himself, as he filled his pipe. "And bless me if I know the answer. It may be, of course, that Cayley is just a coward. He was in no hurry to get close to Robert's revolver, and yet wanted me to think that he was bursting with eagerness. That would explain it. But then, that makes Cayley out a coward. Is he? At any rate, he pushed his face up against the window bravely enough. No, I want a better answer than that." He sat there, with his unlit pipe in his hand, thinking. There were one or two other things in the back of his brain, waiting to be taken out and looked at. For the moment he left them undisturbed. They would come back to him later when he wanted them. He laughed suddenly and lit his pipe. "I was wanting a new profession," he thought, "and now I've found it. Antony Gillingham, our own private sleuth-hound. I shall begin to-day."